Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival with Rodrigo Redabek, the other director of God Bless the Child. Hi, Rodrigo.
How's it going?
How do you manage to direct those kids? Because I have five kids, like three of them, very, very small. They cannot read. So how could you make them work the way you wanted them to work?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was a real challenge. How do you get a three-year-old to walk from one point to another? And it was one that I think made us better directors, you know, finding circumstances where these kids would feel like they weren't acting but playing. You know, the two youngest, 1.5 and 3.5, and one that's 7, you know, was how can we get them to think this is a game to some degree? So how can we keep them active and doing things? So there's a scene in the film where they play hide and go seek, and, you know, halfway through, some kid would do something ridiculous, like fart right into a microphone or something. So he'd say, cut. And the two youngest would be like, hey, we want to finish the game, though. You know, that was the kind of idea for them, was more concerned with the actual game they were playing than getting the shot. So trying to find that in every scene, how can we keep them busy? I think the other strategy was one of our first shorts we ever shot, we couldn't afford microphones. So we shot the whole film MOS without any microphones. And that was a really frustrating experience in post, rebuilding that sound, every single sound. But in the process, we found this work process where we could talk directly to the actors and tell them exactly what we wanted to do while the take was going. So that was something we did. And then we always joke around, we want to put out like a special edition version where you can hear me yelling at three-year-olds in the middle of a take or telling them to focus somewhere. So just talking to them while shooting, knowing, you know, it's a slower paced film, so there's breath in the middle of the shot, so being able to direct them in those gaps, and kind of all effective strategies to get them to do what we wanted them to do, which was a tall order for their age.
Absolutely. And how much did you have to adapt your timings and the screenplay to them?
It was a lot. I mean, it depends on the scenes. It's kind of interesting. But it was meeting in the middle for sure, you know. We had to kind of think more on our feet. Every moment something could catastrophically go wrong. We'd be in the middle of a take and the youngest would see a butterfly and just walk out of frame, you know. So there's danger at every corner, which I think was for us better because it really focused us to be constantly aware of every aspect. And the older kids helped a lot, too. Harper, who's the oldest, who takes on the most responsibility in the movie, also took on the most responsibility on set, you know. So if all the kids were tired, we'd be shooting 5 hours or something, Harper would, you know, be like, come on, guys, let's keep shooting maybe an hour more, and then we'll be done, and we'll go get ice cream or something. Or, you know, in certain takes, I would tell her, you have to get them excited, you know, because they need to be excited in this scene. So she was kind of our third director, which helped us a lot. It was a big adaptation to what they could give us. But I think in the end, they gave us so much that adapting and changing for them was really easy because they had already given up their whole summer and shot with us every day. So, somewhat of a process of meeting in the middle.
Listen, the five kids are actually brothers, real brothers, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
And is this family thing affected or ebbed? The screening, the shooting, sorry.
I think it helped, you know. I think having that intimacy between them was really nice. So when they touch each other, they almost do it subconsciously. They can riff off of each other really easy. They all have their own roles they already inhabit as a family unit. And that was really our compass for the whole entire film. I mean, they're definitely playing exaggerated versions of themselves, but there's a lot of truth in what we're filming, and the film was born out of observing them a lot. So anytime we think like, oh, would they actually do that? We had a template, you know. It's like, yes, he would actually do that because I've been watching him do it the last 2 weeks we've been filming, or no, that didn't feel honest. So they kind of kept us on course a lot of the time, which was nice. So I think it was a real benefit to have them be all related. There's definitely some negatives, but for the most part, I don't think we could have made it. So you have to take those negatives just to get the film made.
Yeah, of course. The naturalistic approach that you used was an artistical choice, or was like a forced choice in order to have them perform the way you wanted them?
Well, it's both. You know, I think it's both. It's, you know, I'm just thinking about Elias in particular, who's the oldest male. Everyone always says, like, man, that kid's such a terror. And he definitely comes off like a terror in the film. And he definitely has that side to him. But he has this other very sensitive side. So they're very, very much playing different roles than what they actually are. But they are the inspiration or impetus. I think all humans have this dualistic or multi-sided nature, right? We're never one thing. No one's ever good. No one's ever bad. And I think the roles they play are very much that. But stripped down and maybe simplified a little bit, not to make them one-dimensional, but focus on one or two dimensions of them. And again, that kind of served like a compass throughout the creative process.
Okay, well, the movie was amazing, so thanks a lot.
Thank you,
Rodrigo Herdabek, director of God Bless the Child, together with Robert Machoyan. Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.